From Heaven, a selection of words and wisdoms of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. This is the 315th episode of the program From Heaven. The aim of this program is to take lessons from the moral guidance and instructions of Imam al-Hussein al-Salam. And I am Fakhr Rouhani, the expert of this episode. It's related from the sixth infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq al-Salam on the authority of his father and his grandfather, that is, on the authority of the fifth infallible Imam Muhammad al-Baqir al-Salam, as well as Imam Sadiq al-Salam's grandfather, that is the fourth infallible Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zain al-Abidin, that once a person wrote a letter to Imam al-Husayn al-Salam in which the inquirer sought Imam al-Husayn's guidance regarding some ethical points that will bring the person felicity both in this world and in the hereafter. Upon this request, Imam al-Husayn al-Salam wrote to him as follows. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, amma ba'd, fa'innahu man talaba ridda Allah bisakhat al-nas, kafahu Allah umur al-nas, wa man talaba ridda al-nas bisakhat Allah, wakalahu Allah ila al-nas, wassalam. Imam al-Husayn al-Salam's answer reads in this way. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Now to the topic. فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ تَلَبَ رَدَ اللَّهُ بِسَخَةَ النَّاسِ Whoever seeks the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the cost of people's anger, كَفَهُ اللَّهُ أُمُورَ النَّاسِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be sufficient for him in the face of the desires and whims of other people. وَمَنْ تَلَبَ رَدَ النَّاسِ بِسَخَةِ اللَّهِ And whoever seeks the pleasure of people at the cost of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَكَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَى النَّاسِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will leave this person to other people. وَالسَّلَامُ And that's all. From this we understand that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam's moral instruction is in fact a paraphrase of the Quranic precepts, in that everybody should be wary of the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everybody is expected to be always in pursuit of obtaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if other people may not like it. And it happens quite frequently in our daily lives that we may notice something, and if we want to make a correction, we see that some people may get angry because our job, our deed, or our gesture will be utterly against the interests or transitory benefits. However, Imam al-Husayn al-Salam instructs everybody to be always in pursuit of finding and obtaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From this short answer of Imam al-Husayn al-Salam, we understand that whatever job or whatever accomplishment we may take a part in, we have to be always wary of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First of all, we ought to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always watchful of our deeds, and nothing can be hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another one is that the ethical point or the ethical pivot of our movement, of our life among in the society, among others, must be certainly and first and foremost seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obtaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will certainly bring such practitioner divine paradise. Elsewhere, it has been indicated that once a gentleman went to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and mentioned to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam that he had noticed some sort of arrogance in the behavior of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Well, of course, the person was wrong, because Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam wasn't such a person to behave arrogantly or snobbishly. In response to this, to some extent, it might be said that in response to such an objection, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam answered in this way: "Kullu al-kibr lillahi wahdahu, wa la yakunu fi ghayr." All seeking dominance is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. "Wa la yakunu fi ghayr," and such a thing isn't present in anybody else. And then Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam mentioned a Quranic evidence in support of his own answer. The Quranic evidence that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam offered was in this way: قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِلْرَسُولِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says dignity belongs to Allah, His Prophet, His Messenger, and the believers. Of course, in this regard, we have to notice that not everybody is expected to behave in the way Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam behaved. Suppose we've received such an objection from someone else, in that, for example, our behavior is rather snobbish, or we seem to be very arrogant. What would be our normal reaction? As expected, quite a lot of people may get angry, may start fighting, or may start shouting. However, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam answered quite logically and indicated that all seeking domination belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in support of his own answer, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam recited a portion of a Quranic verse. This indicates that in facing such illogical objection, we have to behave quite logically and with utmost knowledge in this regard. Elsewhere, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam indicated as such: من أحجم عن الرأي وعويت به الحيل كان الرفق مفتاحه. Anybody, in him, logic and good argumentation can't make any change. And at the same time, other mechanisms or other ways of impressing him may not prove helpful. Such a person, behaving such a person with clemency, with kindness, will certainly obtain the key to his heart. This indicates that even if a person may behave arrogantly, may out of arrogance be rather unattentive to other people's suggestions, to other people's criticism, at the same time, we notice that even such people can be led to the right path if they see much clemency, much kindness on the part of the interlocutor. We hope to have taken very important and very significant lessons from such discourses of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. As-salamu alayka ya waritha Adam safwatillah. As-salamu alayka ya waritha Nuhin nabiyillah. As-salamu يا وارث إبراهيم خليل الله. السلام عليك يا وارث موسى كليم الله. السلام عليك يا وارث عيسى روح الله. السلام عليك يا وارث محمد حبيب الله.